AgriTalk is brought to you by Merck Animal Health. As your innovative and invested partner, Merck Animal Health is dedicated to the well-being of the swine industry and the people behind it. Merck Animal Health, driven by prevention.
Merck Animal Health, driven by prevention. I think we're probably going to talk a little bit more about that here on AgriTalk. Welcome back to the World Pork Expo down here in Des Moines. It's day two, afternoon is getting close. Lunchtime is getting close. And the Varied Industries building here on the fairgrounds in Des Moines are starting to get full. Glad that you are here. And again, thank you to Merck Animal Health for sponsoring this morning's program. We're going to get to Dr. Brett O'Brien and this industry spotlight. All right, joining us, Dr. Brett O'Brien. She is the technical service manager at Merck Animal Health. Dr. O'Brien, thank you so much for making time for us today. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me today.
Glad that you are here. This is such an opportunity for people in a position like you are in that make decisions that matter to how we are going to prevent diseases and enhance animal health out there.
Absolutely.
What are you learning from the producers here? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think right now the top topic is the financial constraints and the economy that we're under. You know, it's putting a lot of pressure on production systems and producers in terms of how to get the best efficiency, reduce disease pressures, et cetera, that will hinder the pig performance. And so, That's the primary buzz, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, you know, we're dealing with some tough financial times here in the hog industry. We've been talking about it on AgriTalk. You know, it's not only the World Pork Expo, but at Farm Journal and at AgriTalk, we're celebrating Pork Week. And we usually talk about everything that's positive about that magical animal that can make both ham and bacon.
Right.
Okay. I've kind of been calling it Awareness Week as well, so that we can draw attention to some of the headwinds that the pork industry is facing. How does that impact what you guys do at Merck on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah. This is it's huge for us because, you know, we are customer focused and driven, and, you know, the needs that our customers have and the landscape that they're facing. We then are driven to bring innovation to address those. So labor constraints that exist, we're then driven to have, you know, create more combination products like our Circumvent CML that just launched here, looking at different technologies. You know, we're always pushing the envelope to say, how can we make things better from a disease prevention standpoint, from a treatment, from a tracking, from an ease of administration, et cetera. So
efficiency.
It is.
Efficiency. Yep. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about the farrowing house or the finishing house.
Yeah. I've always been driven. I want a happy and healthy pig, right?
Yep.
To get to market. So how can we provide our caretakers with the tools to get there?
Fantastic. Okay. Circumvent CML, you just mentioned it. We talked with Jamie about it earlier as well. What inspired the development of that product?
Yeah, so folks are always clamoring to do more with less. And we know the challenges faced in trying to give multiple vaccinations to pigs at one time. We do have, as Jamie mentioned before, our standalone products of Circumvent PCV G2, and then our Porcilla ciliitis. Well, if they're given, you know, at the same time, you're talking about two injections. This now affords the flexibility for them to have that in just one bottle with also a reduced volume. So that single dose is just a 2 cc's. The standalones were 2 cc's each as a single dose. And that's big when we're talking about, you know, putting that into the younger pigs.
Yeah.
For me, I'm, you know, very passionate about welfare, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so reducing the amount of stress to that pig at that time just also enhances the immune response and the effectiveness you're going to get out of your vaccine. And ultimately, that equates to pig performance improvements.
Okay, so the testing, the research on Circumvent CML, What is it showing you? How does the pick respond to it?
Yeah, nope. We, you know, for us at Merck, the end product for us has to have the same top quality that we're known to deliver. So the, as Jamie mentioned before, we've got the same antigens in the product that are tried and true, proven. They've been put to the test out in the field when there's multiple health challenges facing those animals. And then also the same adjuvant. We going into circumvent CML, you know, I don't know. Sometimes folks think that it can be really easy if you've got two existing products, you just
mix them together,
but it's not that simple. No. So our regulatory agencies to get a product to license really require that we demonstrate efficacy for each component within that vaccine. So for licensure of CML, we had to do onset of immunity and duration of immunity studies. For the Serco PCV2A, we also did PCV2D, and then we did that for Mycoplasma hyoneumoniae and Lawsonia, as well as three safety studies at the end. So we want to make sure it's the same safety profile. It's going to be smooth on the pigs when you give it, and then also have the same level of protection. And for us, we actually took it a step further. So prior to launch, in addition to our licensing studies, we also did on the Serco front, we used our tried and true PCV2 PERS co-infection model. So for the PCV2D licensing studies, those were just challenged with the sole PCV2. But for us, the real world situation that elicits PCVAD is typically multiple health challenges coming to the pig. And so that really puts a vaccine to the test. So that's why we have leaned on and really like our robust PCV2 PERS model. And what we found with circumvent CML is it does provide the same level of protection, 99% reductions in viremia compared to the unvaccinated pigs post-challenge, significant reductions in the lymphoid depletion, inflammation, the hallmarks of PCV2 disease, mimicking, you know, that real world challenge. So,
all right. Fantastic information. Where can we go and learn more about that?
Yeah. So if you go to drivenbyprevention.com, we've got all of the product information as well as our tech bulletins present that has summarizes all of our licensing studies there. So
drivenbyprotection.com.
Drivenbyprevention.com.
Drivenbyprevention.com. Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. O'Brien.
Thank you.
Dr. Brett O'Brien, Technical Services Service Manager at Merck Animal Health. Come back this afternoon, Dave Delaney and Billy Pullivan from Partners for Production Ag.